Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com.
.848 on Wisconsin's Morning News. Admirals need you tonight at UWM Panther Arena, down 0-2 in their semifinal series in the Calder Cup playoffs, the Western Conference Finals against Coachella Valley. The Firebirds are in town, but now it's 3 here in Milwaukee. President of the Milwaukee Admirals, John Greenberg, in the house with us this morning. You did say it, though, Greeny. At this level, you expect to win on home ice for the most part, so being down 0-2 is not terribly unexpected.
Not terribly unexpected. You know, if you win a game on the road, it's an awesome achievement. But, you know, you come here and you want to win your games on your own rank, turn the thing back around, and then you go back out there for 6-7, and then it's like, okay, we need to win one of these games. Mm-hmm. And you just do everything you can to do that. But in our league, all four number one seeds advance to the conference finals, all good teams. So we know you're going to have a tough battle.
Home ice isn't.
I was just going to say, typically, you guys put on quite a show at home, even during the regular season. So imagine that tonight you're going to ramp it up a bit.
Well, our fans have been helping us to ramp it up, really. I mean, the crowds we've had at these games, these playoff games, have been unbelievable. The atmosphere, such knowledgeable hockey fans have been coming to these games, and the loud, you know, loud noises. You know, there've been a lot of loud
yes,
noises.
Right.
So, you know, I didn't want to tell our team how many people were coming to that last playoff game, Game 5. I wanted them to come out of the tunnel and all of a sudden hear this roar and the adrenaline level was going to go, and it worked. So the crowds, you do make a difference. I mean, our coaches said it. It's true. It's not just, you know, us saying that just to make you feel good. It's a fact. You know, crowds do make a difference at these games.
Assuming we have three, which I am assuming that we will, what's the schedule? You got tonight, and then is it Friday, and then one over the weekend?
Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday.
Okay, Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday.
Yep, 7 o'clock tonight, 7 o'clock Thursday for Game 4, and then Game 5 on Saturday night is at 6.
What are you giving away? Come on, give us something.
We've got.
Immediately.
So yeah, there's noisemakers we've done each round. So okay, cowbells in the first round, inflatable cheer sticks in the second round, and tonight is. It's basically it's hard to even describe what it is, but it makes a lot of noise. It's like called a fan. It's the not really the technical name for it. It's like a poster that folds up, and then you slap it together in your hand or on your lap.
Is that the noise that you're looking for tonight?
Yeah. That's good.
Except much louder. Yeah.
NHL, the two conferences have like trophies that they win. Is there something like that in this as well?
Yep, the Clark Trophy is the Western Conference.
That's what you're going for.
Yep. The league just informed me yesterday to keep an eye out that was coming here, and I'm like, oh, I'm not opening it because it can't be. It's not going to be one in this.
I'm not signing for this package, right?
So it'll
go ahead and keep it there.
It'll be in the case, sitting in some corner somewhere, and then we'll. We'll take it with us out to Coachella to win it next week.
Mm-hmm. Boy, a couple of those out there, and you're in Palm Desert, California, and we were talking about it here on the air as we were following every step, and we're like, boy, 9 p.m. puck drop, woof. Late for your fans, but also late for these players. Is that a tough adjustment? You don't usually travel that far, you know, when you're in season.
Yeah, it's a little bit of an adjustment.
Yeah.
You know,
9 o'clock at night. It's one thing to go for a late afternoon, 9 p.m. puck drop.
Yeah, well, yeah, 7 o'clock in California, so not too bad. But you know, it's still the body change to be able to go out there. And it's not like we had 3 or 4 days off to get out there and get acclimated. We flew out, had a day, played a game. So, you know, it's something that these guys, you know, they're young. They can get used to the time change. The key is the day after, you know, that's how when it really hits you. And that's where you do have a day off to kind of recover. And then you walk outside and it's 104 degrees.
Right.
So, you know,
we were going to golf today, but,
those sitting by the pool for an extended period of time.
Hey, again, I'm counting on you winning this series. You would be in the Calder Cup Finals then. We're starting to get pushed up pretty close to the Republican National Convention, and you and I have talked about you being close to all of the action there. Any concerns or worries about, you know, scheduling games out here in June? Are you good?
We're good. We've been given clearance. The RNC folks have been very helpful to let us finish out what we're doing here, and we didn't have to go find somewhere else in the world to play Calder Cup Finals.
Can you imagine, right? Finally get that thing back here in Milwaukee. Yeah. We got to find some over at Wilson Park.
Yeah. awesome. We are clear to play the rest of the run, and that would go all the way through potentially June 26th if we made it all the way to the game seven.
Well, let's make it tough on them.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah, absolutely.
Right, that's
absolutely
the plan. Admirals President John Greenberg in the house. Need you tonight, yeah. 7 p.m. Good puck luck. Drop Good at luck. UWM Panther Arena Thursday and Saturday again for this home series. Thanks, John. Great
absolutely.
To see you.
Thanks, you guys.
Go Ads.